Thank you for calling customer support. This is Mike. Did you request a fraud department?
Yes, we did. I have a complaint.
Give me one second.
Okay.
And what's the first and last name for this account?
The first name is Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A. Last name is Raich, R-A-I-T-C-H.
And then verify your address for security purposes.
Yes, it is 714 Irvin Street. That's I-R-V-I-N. And that's in Carlsbad, New Mexico, 88220.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here for the Go Keto and the Go Trim that has been canceled out for shipping. How may I help you today?
Yes, I had called last month to cancel my account because it was one of those advertisements you get online that say, you're the lucky customer, you've received our free product, just pay shipping. So I had ordered the products like that unaware because I never received a copy of the terms and conditions page that states if I was unhappy with the product that I needed to cancel within 14 days because otherwise I would be charged on the 15th day. And that is why I had not canceled sooner. I was unaware. I never actually wanted these products. I never received the product. And I would like to request a refund. I've already been charged twice for a total of $200 for a product I never received after it had already been canceled. And, yeah, that's the extent of it. I would like a refund, please, as much as I could possibly.
Okay, so basically, you did say you did sign up for this product, but you say that you never got anything, but you never called in to say that you didn't get anything to after you saw the charges.
Correct. I received the first bottle of pills the following month, and I was surprised about it because it had already been so long that I'd forgotten about the advertisement for just pay shipping. So when I actually received the bottle of pills, is when I got to looking at my bank statement and realized that I had already been charged for them before I had ever even received them.
Let's see.
And the lady that I just spoke with actually told me that the only products that have been shipped out to me were the trial products. Yet I was charged for the actual products.
Okay. Maybe, I don't know how they didn't explain this to you. This is how it works. Okay, the trial that you received is $5.97 and $4.97. That's shipping only. The two charges
right.
that you have been billed is for that. It's not for a new shipment.
Right.
Okay. And you have the trial, correct?
Right. I never received the trial products, though. As far as I knew, I had not even received the trial products. It was a month later before I had received any product. And then right after I received the product, I got charged for the product, $200.
Yes, that is correct. You own the product is only free 1 to 14 days of purchase. If you don't call in to cancel, then once they ship it to you a week later, yeah, they're going to bill you for it. So you never called in. And we don't send out terms and conditions through emails. We don't send it out through the mail. Whenever you agree to those terms, that's when you were supposed to read them because that's when you agree to it. After you've agreed, you've read it, we're not going to send it out to you again.
But
so you just didn't read the information.
There was no terms and conditions. It was just pay shipping. There was no terms and conditions page. It didn't make me sign anything. Nothing.
No, you have to agree to it and read it at the bottom. Yes, that is correct. After you enter your credit card and agree to our terms and agreements, you have to click on it and read it. So if you didn't click on it to read it and you just got off and paid for shipping, then that's why you're saying you didn't see anything because you didn't read our terms and agreements. That's why you didn't know that they were going to bill you for these products. That's not fraud.
Okay, I did not. The way it's worded states that the terms and conditions is for the website that's actually telling me I want a prize, not for y'all's terms and conditions for your pills.
No, wherever you signed up is the information I'm giving you. I don't know about where you were. I just know after you put your card in, you scroll down, you click on terms and agreements and read the information. It doesn't matter how it was advertised to you. It's there. You have to read it. That's why you have these charges on your account because nobody reads it.
That's because it's a free advertisement that pops up on my phone that says you have won a prize, just pay shipping.
Yeah, most people, a lot of them pop up like that, yes. So So the only thing that I can do due to that information, like I said, I understand what you're saying. I'm sure it did pop up like that. And I'm sure that's why you didn't read it, because if something popped up and said, hey, this is a free prize or a gift,
right,
who's going to think that they're going to bill them? Who's going to think that this is, you know, going to turn into an auto ship? Yeah, yes. I get it.
Thank you. And plus the fact that they send a 30-day supply, I would think, you know, automatically that, you know, if you're unhappy with the product after 30 days, call and request a refund. But she said I was undue for a refund because I was actually billed after the 15th day, even though the product was a 30-day trial. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, what you're saying makes perfect sense. I totally agree, but yeah, that's not how it is. Yeah, anybody would think, yeah, it's a 30-day trial. You know, you call in if you want it, but no, that's not what they put in the information. So, like I said, I do see here they did bill you full price. The only thing that I can do, like I said, you just have to be careful. They can advertise it how they want it, but you still have to click on that fine print. It's give you a courtesy 50% refund on the $95.94 and the other charge you have.
That would be wonderful. I would be fine with that. I'm willing to take the half price loss due to my own failure to read the terms and conditions, but I do appreciate you giving me at least a partial refund on the product.
Oh, you're right. Look, trust me, I can see how it's anybody could get confused.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I'll definitely do that for you. Give me 1 second. Once I'm done, you can check your email because you should have, it should give you both of these refunds amount. Give me 1 second.
Awesome.
You're definitely welcome. Like I tell people, it's Christmas time. Don't go signing up for this stuff.
Right.
Look.
Well, thank you.
I know it's Christmas time. Look, they'll be taking all this money out your account.
Yeah. Well, I was actually kind of grateful that it did, because it made me realize a couple of other charges on my account that I was unaware were coming out.
Are you serious? Oh my yeah. God, I'm glad you did.
Yes, I have actually 4 other companies I have to call after you.
What? 4?
Yes, for a total of about $700 in my account.
Are you serious? From free trials? Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yes.
You're right. I would never. Look, if you see it, you better beat it up, hit it, stomp it. Look, tell them you don't want to see anything. Oh, my God, yeah. That's what one lady told me, too. She said, oh, my God. I think she had signed up for like 5 of them, but it was the same thing. And she said,
wow.
I'm so glad that this happened. She said, because I got about 4 or 5 coming. She said, I just signed up for all this stuff. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And I should be smarter than this, because I actually went through this last year with a different product, the keto pill, actually. And the same thing happened. Actually, they charged me $300, which put my account in overdraft. Yes. It was insane.
Oh, my Lord. That's a little God. Gee, what kind of – that must have been a miracle pill.
Yeah, they actually didn't work at all. I actually tried those ones.
Oh, God. You're right. I got to people, you better start exercising, working, and drinking you lots of water and hit the gym somewhere and do it for free.
Right.
Trying to get these expensive pills. Yeah, but we did get you taken care of. You could check your email. You should have one for $49.97 and $47.97. I would say give it about 3 to 5 business days. If you haven't received it, then just call me back at this number.
Okay.
And everything is canceled out. They will not ship you or bill you for any other product.
Thank you so much.
You are definitely welcome. Did you check your email to see if you had it?
1 moment. And the email that you have is mm.rach@yahoo.com or at gmail.com?
Gmail.com.
Okay. I'm sorry. My phone is very slow.
No, you're fine. I have to 5:00.
Okay. And you said it would, what's the name of the company that it'll be coming from?
I don't know. It should say something like a refund for $49.97. I don't know exactly if it's going to say, because this is a third party. So I don't know if it's going to say Go Keto or Go Trim or just going to say customer service.
Okay.
It should just show a refund, an email for a refund for whatever your refund amount is. is what should be showing.
I have not gotten a single, no ma'am.
That's sweet. And you got mm.rach@gmail.com. That's the one you're checking?
Yes, ma'am. I'm checking all of them right now, actually, just to make sure I didn't get sent somewhere else. But no, I have not received anything about it. No, ma'am.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, I don't know why it's not. Did you check your spam?
That's where I'm going right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, normally, now I do know some people get it right, some people don't. They have to wait for a minute, but then they'll say, oh, I see it now. It's showing up, so.
Okay. I have not gotten anything in spam either.
That's weird. Well, maybe yours is slow then.
Yeah. My service is a little bit slow, but if for some reason I don't receive it, I can call you back at the same number.
I was about to say, yeah, if you don't, yeah, everything was recorded, notated, so they already know what we gave you. It's showing on your account. You're refunded. Okay. So for some reason, if you don't get it, yeah, I would say give it about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
If you don't receive it, then definitely give me a call back at this number.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day and stay safe.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.